For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting from World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, celebrating 50 years. This report is brought to you by Central Livestock Association in Albany, Micah Gin Seeds, Center Dairy Sox Center, and Nelson Insurance Agency. A familiar face from central Minnesota here in Madison, Steve Schlungen, local dairy farmer in Stearns County, near the farming St. Martin area, and also on the board with AMPI. And Steve says, hey, it's his second year, and hopefully it's a tradition as he comes to Madison to see the best cattle in the world.
That's two in a row, Joel. Yeah, I'm kind of impressed, too. It just happened to work out again this year with the harvest and stuff. We got our earlage up on Friday, and we knew it was going to rain, so we couldn't do beans, so... it's just great to come here. It's really cool to see the cattle that they bring here from, it's the best in the world. And you see people here from all over the world, from I don't know how many, 43 different countries, I think they said, and they really come here to see our cattle. So it's a pretty cool thing.
Steve, wearing your AMPI hat here at World Dairy Expo too, and he had a couple nice events you had to take part in regarding, of course, cheese with AMPI has been winning awards, and same story this year, and also in regards to 4-H too.
Yeah, well, every year they have a cheese awards contest, or they have a cheese contest through World Dairy Expo, and I think it's the biggest cheese contest in the world, actually. It's like 1,100 or 1,200 entries, and... we did get a first place out of our Sanborn plant on our mild cheddar, and that manager has gotten it 3 years in a row, which is something that's never been done before. And then we got a first place out of Jim Falls on our Colby Jack, which also was a very good cheese and actually sold for $125 a pound, and it was like 40 pounds that sold last night. So that, and it goes to a scholarship program. It's really a cool deal. We also took first place on our processed American cheese out of Portage, our whey protein concentrate, 34% out of Painesville. So we got a number of awards last night.
Talk about the breakfast you had with the 4-H'ers, Steve. What was that all about?
Yeah, so we couldn't get too wild last night because we had to be at the UW-Madison at 7 o'clock for breakfast with... for the National 4-H Dairy Conference, about 200 students from around the country, I think 34 different states, attended that breakfast this morning. And it's really impressive, the type of young people that are out there that are interested in agriculture. And there's no doubt many of them are going to be our future leaders in agriculture because you can see it already.
In your conversations, are you talking dairy issues, concerns? Did you get much into that at all here at Expo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm here for, too, is to talk about that with different people about dairying is tough right now. It's been a tough year and a half. But as you talk to other people, you find out how lucky we are in the upper Midwest to have the crops that we have because there are other people suffering with low milk prices, but they also have to buy all their feed because of drought or they couldn't get some things harvested because of all the flooding and everything else. So, yeah, I know things are tough, but we are actually lucky compared to a lot of people.
Steve, a final question. Are we making any gains anywhere, you think, or we have some victories that we should be celebrating as far as the dairy industry goes?
Well, the last year and a half has been tough in part because of the European Union taking off their quota system, and because of Russia being out of the market and China. But we're seeing some things changing over there with production in Europe where they're actually paying their farmers to reduce production. We're seeing a lot more consumption of dry proteins and dry products, which is a good sign, I think, to help start strengthening the markets and stuff like that. So I think we're heading in the right direction. It's probably going to be a little gradual to get out of this, but I think we're going in the right direction. It's just a matter of how long it's going to take. And hopefully we can get back to some kind of a sustainable price. And it might start with feed prices in this country because they're probably below most people's costs of production. And that usually is not a good thing because cheap feed always leads to cheap milk and cheap beef. So we'll just have to try to weather the storm and see what happens.
AMPI Chairman of the Board, Steve Schlungen, joining us here in Madison, Wisconsin. This report also brought to you by Long Prairie Livestock, Total Agribusiness Service, Jim Kostonik, Main Street, Albany, Kramer Lumber, True Value in Melrose, and Elmdale Mutual Insurance. For CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill from Madison, Wisconsin.